In a unanimous 38-0 vote, the California State Senate has passed Senate Resolution 51, calling for a full investigation into the state's reliance on crude oil extracted from the Amazon rainforest. Introduced by Senator Josh Becker, the resolution urges California to end its imports of Amazonian oil, a move spurred by years of advocacy and recently reinforced by a high-level indigenous delegation from Ecuador's Amazon, who visited the state to highlight the environmental and human impacts of oil extraction.
Senate Resolution 51 by Senator Becker relative to protecting the Amazon rainforest in Ecuador.
Senator Becker.
Thank you, Madam President. I'm proud to present SR 51, which says three things. Number one, it commends the work of indigenous leaders, some of whom joined us right here on the Senate floor just a few months ago, and their communities for their steadfast work in protecting the Amazon biome and safeguarding the future for their children and for our entire planet. Second, it commits the Senate to investigate the impact of California's role in the consumption of crude sourced from the Amazon region. And third, commits the Senate to exploring ways that changes to state policies and practices can assist with efforts to preserve and protect the Amazon rainforest. Colleagues, protecting the Amazon is not just good for the communities that live there, but our climate here in California. California is dependent on the Amazon for temperature and rainfall regulation. In other words, our fates are linked.
Paul Paz y Niño, the deputy director for Amazon Watch, a nonprofit that has been a huge help in the passing of this bill. Since 1960, Amazon Watch has worked in direct partnership with the indigenous communities across the Amazon basin. This helps support their fight against industrial expansion, extraction, and human rights violations, and more. Paz y Niño explains more about how Amazon Watch links with recently passed SR 51.
So Amazon Watch has a campaign called End Amazon Crude. We've been working in the Western Amazon for many years with communities that have been resisting extraction. In fact, we've helped successfully beat off attempts from many different oil companies to drill for oil in the Amazon. However, oil is still drilled there. And the majority of that oil, especially from Ecuador, unfortunately ends up in California. And California has been refining that oil. Some of it is used in state. Some of it is shipped out of state. SR 51 is a California state resolution introduced by Josh Becker, and it is asking the state to examine the ways that it can help reduce and end this importation of this crude, because crude from the Amazon comes with human rights violations. It is additionally destructive to the climate because it threatens one of the most important biomes in fighting climate change. And it is violating indigenous rights every step of the way. And California, as a top destination, wants to avoid being a part of that those human rights violations and that climate destruction. So it's a critical piece in a step towards ending the importation of Amazonian crude to California.
Senator Becker has more on the stats for California's distribution.
And I'm going to share a shocking stat. 50% of the oil exported from the Amazon ends up in California refineries. However, I do want to note that not all that oil is used in California. Approximately 12% of the refined California product, over 200,000 barrels a day, is exported in the form of both gasoline and aviation fuel to Nevada and Arizona. About 60,000 is exported to global markets. So in short, the amount of petroleum product exported to other states as a percentage of overall imports to California is a good indicator that reducing California's reliance on crude oil from the Amazon will not restrict necessary supplies for in-state products. I'm sure we will hear about in-state production from my good colleague here in a moment. But as we navigate this transition period, we call it mid-transition, as the California Energy Commission has called it, the mid-transition period, we must continue ways we can ramp down demand as we continue our clean transportation leadership, as well as manage the decline of extraction in a way that prioritizes the needs of our most vulnerable communities, both here in California and abroad.
The vote on SR 51 comes on the heels of new plans in Ecuador and Peru to greatly expand Amazon oil drilling and a new source of future crude following to California. Ecuador announced its plan to offer new oil and gas bidding rounds, including the Ronda Sur Oriente, which would put 7 oil concessions of remote roadless rainforest and indigenous territories up for auction without their consultation or consent.
Yeah, so as I mentioned, Amazon Watch works in solidarity and partnership. Earlier this year, we brought three indigenous leaders from representing different parts of the Ecuadorian Amazon to California to meet with the California State Senate. And they had multiple meetings in offices. They also were brought down and honored on the floor of the California Senate. That's when this resolution was introduced. And it was at the behest of indigenous communities who are fighting a legacy of oil destruction. Chevron intentionally dumped billions of gallons of toxic waste into the Ecuadorian Amazon. The Yasuni National Park, which is the most biodiverse part of the Amazon, is being drilled now, in contrast to a resolution voted on twice by the people of Ecuador to end oil drilling. The government is not respecting that. And furthermore, the government of Ecuador is intending to open up seven new areas of the southern Ecuadorian Amazon, as of yet pristine parts of the Amazon that have not been drilled for oil. It wants to expand to drill more oil. So these three indigenous leaders brought that message to California, asking for its government, its population, to help prevent further destruction and bring accountability for the destruction that's lasting, that especially what Chevron did and what's happening in Yasuni to this day. 2 years, it's been almost 2 years exactly since the Ecuadorian people voted to stop oil drilling in Yasuni, and yet the government has failed to comply with that.
Senator Becker addresses the recent approval of the seven new oil concessions. Becker expresses concern over their implication and urges an immediate halt to crude oil imports.
I just want to wrap up to say I'm proud to have welcomed these three leaders and that 15 well-respected advocacy groups have signed on to this resolution. On August 19th, despite the will of the people, despite a resolution that was successful in Ecuador, on August 19th, the government announced seven new oil blocks on titled indigenous land. And as we speak, the leaders of presidents of seven indigenous nations are meeting right now to decide their strategy. So I feel this resolution, I know they're looking at this resolution, they're grateful for this resolution, and we hope this is a small but important step towards addressing the concerns of communities in the Amazon and aligns our work to transition off of fossil fuels here in California. I respectfully urge an aye vote.
Bas Imino also worked to dispel misconceptions about the fossil fuel industry, emphasizing that environmental activism is not to blame for the rising gas prices.
That's always the first thing, but this has been a trope used by the right and the fossil fuel industry day one. No matter what you say, if you want to protect families, if you want to protect the environment, if you want to save indigenous lives, like, oh, but you might drive up fuel prices. When the truth of the matter is the industry is increasing those prices for their profits. All you need to do is look at the annual profits of the fossil fuel industry, billions upon billions of dollars in profit. And it blows away the argument that, oh, this is going to drive up prices. They want that to be the story because that scares consumers and it stops us from protecting the environment. But ultimately, the fires that we have to cope with in California, the drought that we're experiencing, the drought that the Amazon is experiencing, these are all things that are going to affect people who are buying gas too. And if you don't have a home because it's been burned down, or you don't have food because the crops are so expensive due to droughts and fires, that's going to hit you too. And that's the story the fossil fuel industry doesn't want people to know. We have to really shine the light on the fact that this is about their profits over the survival of basically our entire climate and indigenous communities.
Bas Imino emphasizes that the fight is far from over, noting that further action is needed to hold the government accountable. They highlight Governor Gavin Newsom's role and affirm that Amazon Watch will continue to push for his support in standing against the fossil fuel industry. For more information and steps to take action, Amazon Watch's website is amazonwatch.org. To take action, visit KMUD.org, or a Take Action tab will be listed on the Amazon Watch's website.
Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen. Aye. Alvarado Gill. Aye. Archuleta. Aye. Adegin. Aye. Ashby. Aye. Becker. Aye. Blakespear. Aye. Cabaldon. Aye. Caballero.